of Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's track team opens up the season this weekend at the College of St. Scholastica in Duluth. Michelle Ullman with us. You guys have, had a month or a month and a half since cross country got done, and I know Coach gave the cross country runners a few days off, but what's the first few weeks of practice been like?
Cross country to track is definitely a hard transition. I've been struggling a little bit to get my legs back to sprinting speed, but basically just lifting 4 days a week, trying to get our legs back under us to do track a little bit, quite a bit faster than cross country.
You've got the one meet here in December, and then you're off until January. Realistically, what are the goals of this meet?
Just to come close to, where you left off last year. I'm hoping to, I have a goal time in mind. It's about 5 seconds off of where I want to be by conference, but just to hope that you're semi-close to where you need to be.
How many events will Coach make you compete in early in the season, and how many will you be competing in at the end of the year?
I'm only doing two on Saturday, and probably three by the end of the year, but I only run, so yeah. One individual event and two, maybe three relays by outdoor.
What's, in your mind, your best event?
I guess it would have to be, the 800. I like the 600 better, but I think the 800 might be a little better at.
Refresh my memory. How long is an indoor track?
200 meters per lap.
That's 400 outdoor?
Yeah, 400 outdoor.
Okay. So you got twice as many laps to go indoor as opposed to outdoor. All right. Which is more difficult, running indoor, which in essence is going to have more turns, as opposed to outdoor where you have weather and wind and other elements?
I guess, I don't know. Indoor, to start with, it's hard to get used to because we're thinking about running outside where we don't have any turns or laps, and tight corners is definitely hard to get used to, but then once you get used to that, going outdoors is definitely hard to deal with the elements and the longer laps. I start getting used to thinking of a lap as just a quick 200 and thinking I can handle it, and then we go outdoors and a lap is 400 meters and it's a lot harder to wrap your head around.
How many are making the trip this weekend?
I believe all of us, about 16 girls.
How has practice changed without the men?
It's changed a lot. We have to set up all the mats every day, whether the pole vaulters or pole vaulting or the high jumpers or high jumping. We have to open up the pits if they're going to long jump. We pretty much all have to be there on time. All have to start about 10-15 minutes late, so we can set everything up for the three girls pole vaulting or the two girls high jumping. And it's hard when we only have two people doing each individual event practice. We don't have anyone cheering for us or running with us.
Good luck.
Pretty bare.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.